horror song is going to be called Underwater. I wrote this song about all of my creepy experiences with the male gender and how I think, especially at this age, you don't necessarily feel silenced, but you feel like you can't even speak. And that's what I wrote the song about. Brett, want to explain that one a little bit more?
It's called Glow.
That's it. Oh, okay.
trying to go to Portland in the spring. I've never been.
It's so worth it.
Chloe, but don't do that.
Why?
I didn't really like Portland.
Because I can hear it very loud.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying going to Portland. I was like, why?
I don't know. Do you have a sonnet for us today,
Let me do a couple of haikus and then we'll get out of here.
Some poetry.
Some spoken word.
All right, so this is episode 67.
Congrats.
I'm Cole.
And I'm Chloe.
I'm Brett.
And we have with us...
I'm Brett.
I'm Jaden.
I'm Abby.
And we are Ask Nicely.
Very nice. That's a very good job you guys did there. So, how long has Ask Nicely been around?
Oof. Since, like... last July.
Yeah, about a year and a half now.
About a year and a half.
Hell yeah. What's the origin story of this project?
All right. I guess that'll be up to me.
Yeah.
All right. So, I don't want to, like, spread hate, but all I'll say is don't go on a Tinder date and then go join his band, because then there'll be a lot of craziness, and now we're here.
I didn't realize that's what happened.
No, that's the best advice. Don't fuck anyone in your goddamn band, because I've had two bands fall apart because of that. Don't fuck your bandmates.
It's gonna be pretty hard for me, Brett.
Jaden, Brett, I'm looking at you guys. No kissing over there.
Oh, kissing's fine.
But we started at this house I rented last year. I had like a giant outdoor back deck. We moved in, right? It was my first apartment. I was a sophomore in college. Basically, like, you know, we're moving in. My parents are scared out of their minds, you know. Their only child is leaving their house. And we had these, like, old men just chilling outside of my apartment, like, asking if they could help move in and everything. They were just oddly placed there. So my dad was a little freaked out, but we didn't really think much of it. But turns out... it was a kind of retirement home for people that just were not mentally there, I believe. Like, we never really got the full story on it. But as we'd play, there was this one character that would come about named Bishop. And we kind of 60% could understand what he was saying, right, Brett?
Yeah.
But he was our number one fan. He was our manager. In his head.
Never mind.
But my favorite thing is, you know, we'd play a song and he'd be like, I love you guys.
Play
and, like,
the funk.
Yeah.
Play the funk.
In the back of a chain link fence that separated our houses. And he would do like little dances.
It's like a sick confidence boost.
Yeah, it was. And my favorite thing that he did in general was in the morning at like 6 a.m. he'd scream gospel music at the top of his lungs. And it was like going on a farm and a chicken waking you up.
It's actually not that adorable. Chickens are fucking awful and they wake you up in the morning.
True. But that is our origin story, I would say. Brett got in the band. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so I, last year, met Abby at GRC, freshman year, and met her, hung out two times, and then she called me randomly that summer and was like, oh my gosh, you're going to come play in my band. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And that's how I got into the band.
How did Jaden get in the band?
I feel like we're not allowed to tell that story, really.
Jaden got in the band about a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, our bassist did drop out recently, so it's been a lot of switching around and making sure that, you know, we still got our sound, and Jaden gets the right input in there, like, he gets to do what he wants to do. Yeah. So that's kind of where we are right now as a band.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out today when I was looking at y'all's Instagram, because I don't do research until the last minute, how many of you guys were. Because I thought I saw Abby on bass at one point, at least at one show. Okay, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
We all kind of just play around with everything.
Yeah.
See,
this is actually my second day out here.
Yes, you've been mentioning repeatedly.
Yeah, play a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I want to play the drums.
You can play the drums?
Sick.
So, being a relatively new band, do you guys have any releases out so far?
Unfortunately, we do not as of right now.
We got some shows on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some shows on YouTube. Look up Randall Taylor on YouTube. That is my dad's account if you want to see some high quality dad shot footage.
Ask nicely at Another Round Bar and Grill.
Yeah. That one's pretty dope.
Does he have a good camera?
No, he has his iPhone. Oh, he does have a recorder, like a little camcorder. Oh, nice. But he does our footage for our concerts. He's definitely one of our biggest fans.
Yeah, I like the editing in the Another Round. Is that him?
Yeah. Yep. Nice. Yeah, he has good editing skills and stuff like that, so definitely check that out. And obviously our Instagram is at AskNicelyOfficial.
Okay. So even though you guys kind of switch around instruments a bit, I assume it's like whoever's singing the song is probably the person who wrote it, more likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you write it, do you write like the guitar and the bass part, or is it mainly just like whatever instrument you're singing with, I guess?
With the songs that I do, at least, is mainly like I'll just be like at my apartment just playing on my guitar, and it's like that's the only part I even think about.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes there are songs where I'm like, oh, no, I guess I'm not going to like use this one or something, and I'll like save that for something else. But most of the time it's like, yeah, just if I'm playing guitar or not. And then there's other times where like Abby will like I'll just like come to practice with something, and then Abby will just like start singing something over it, so it's kind of different over but there are some songs I kind of like to kind of take more of my own initiative into it as compared to just like, oh, you can sing or whatever.
Yeah, for me personally, a lot of, like, my songwriting process comes from, I did a lot of, like, kind of band camp stuff, where I taught, like, high schoolers and middle schoolers at Music and Arts before it kind of shut down, in Henrico, and just from being in that environment for so long, I'm the type of person, it's almost like improv, so what I like to write while I'm with my band, because it kind of, we create this natural brand new sound, and then I kind of just I'll scream, give me a topic, you know, if it's hot dogs, I'll sing about hot dogs. But typically if I'm
it's always hot dogs,
it's always hot dogs. Yeah. But typically, like, when I go back, we look at our recording and I start writing from that. I kind of treat music as like emotion, so I would say, like, you know, I've been through a lot of different experiences that I like to write about. And you obviously, there's a storytelling type of songwriting. For me, it's more of just, this is the emotion I felt during this time, and how can I portray it into a song? That's how I write.
Where did the name Ask Nicely come from?
So, basically, we were having like a band name generator situation with a little too much alcohol mixed in, and we were just kind of just being stupid, and I was like, what's the next song name we're going to put up? And the old bassist goes, well, if you'd ask nicely to me, I would tell you what it is. And I was like, wait, that should be our band name. And it was. And our friend Carson has a nice saying, which is his, like, what he says when we're getting cranky is, he's like, all right, well, you guys are just demanding aggressively right now. And ooh, that's our, like, evil twin band, is Demand Aggressively.
You're alt.
Yeah, for real.
Evil twin.
Oh, fuck. What are some of your inspirations for this project?
For me, I really like Riot Grrrl music. I've gotten to more intensity, female screaming type beat when I found Girlwood, unfortunately. I know they're canceled now. I don't stand behind that stuff. I'm just saying, I listened to Nice Guy when it got big on TikTok and I was inspired, but that kind of threw me down the well of Bikini Kill, L7, and on top of that, I listen to about everything. So, you know, I do like to do the girl screamy screams, but, you know, I can do whatever. I like to keep it kind of open-ended.
I only listen to Billie Eilish, and that's my inspiration. What about you, Brett?
My probably main inspirations are like My Bloody Valentine, Slow Dive, Slint, Horse Jumper of Love, The Microphones, Mount Eerie. Mainly like shoegaze and slowcore, like my favorite genres, and some other like post rock stuff, and just like DIY recording bands, and just like stuff. Mainly stuff from like the 90s or like early 2000s, mainly.
Hell yeah. Have you guys played a lot of shows?
We've played a couple. I think we're lucky in the fact that every single show we've played is very diverse. Like, the first show we ever played was at a skate park by Texas Beach. And we had no idea going in there, like, what it would be like. But one thing I absolutely loved about it is it was 420. So I think you guys can kind of get the vibe of what was going on at that concert. Yeah. We were well received. And, you know, a lot of our friends showed up, which was just super, super cool. Because, you know, first show, you get nervous. But, again, very diverse, different people coming on stage and stuff like that. And, you know, we sit down, our band's just kind of chilling, watching the other bands. And these two rappers come up with three backup girls twerking on stage.
Hell yeah.
And that was definitely a shocker of like, all right, well.
Wait, did you guys have any twerkers?
Genre change.
No, we didn't.
I think we might need to hire someone for the next show. So
I can probably do it with the bass. The bass
pretty DM easy. Us if you want to be a twerker at our next show. Background twerker.
What twerk vibes that we got in our music?
Drink Beer could be a twerking song.
So, are you guys all over 21?
No.
Okay.
I'm 21. I'm freshly 21.
I was about to say, it's kind of cool you guys hang out. Like, Sticky's right there. Do you guys frequent Sticky a lot, or is that a gross place? Because I know it's gross.
Sticky Rice?
Yeah.
I've never been, but I'm 23.
Don't go there.
People say it's cool.
I like
to drink at.
I've heard good stuff about
it. To drink at. Sure.
Yes. Or Sushi Heaven. Monday nights after 10 o'clock, they do half-price sushi.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You're killing the cooks in the back.
After 10.
They also have this drink called TWP. I don't know what's in it. It's pink. It's yummy. It's $1.
What's it stand for?
They also ring the gong for you if it's your birthday. So yeah, I mean, that's
pretty cool. I got my birthday, and they didn't let me ring the gong because it was on a Monday night.
That's stupid.
Mine was a Thursday night, and they let me ring the gong.
Yeah, but Thursday's a little more party than Monday.
Yeah. Mondays are usually packed because of sushi.
It was empty in there.
Oh.
It
Wait. Was raining. Is Thursday the day they do the karaoke, or is that Wednesday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Shit, I don't remember. Do you guys have any other shared interests other than music? Like, after a practice, do you guys sit down and watch something specific, or maybe play a video game or something?
Ooh, we did recently watch Pearl together.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I'm trying to force them to watch X, because I watched that first.
No, I really want to watch it.
There was so much to unpack in Pearl, honestly. Yes. I was a little taken aback.
The pig filled with maggots.
There was a lot to unpack in X, but like Pearl was just like double that. There was just so much. Like, holy shit. Good ride.
I watched X, but I haven't seen Pearl yet.
It definitely helps.
Because really I finished watching X, and I was just like, okay, and?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre-esque, yeah.
But I'm excited to watch Pearl and get more context about
everything.
What is X.
Have you heard her original accent?
No.
Yeah.
Apparently, she has like a little squeaky British, like, well then.
Yeah,
and it's just like very jarring.
Yeah.
If you're not expecting from the Texas accent.
Where are they? Are they in America?
Pearl?
Yeah, they're from Texas.
Yeah, they're from Texas. Oh, okay.
That's the whole, yeah.
Just the mother is very German, and she's like...
Yeah, she's a German immigrant. That's why.
Well.
Sorry.
Just Pearl is just... doesn't have that at all.
No, because you get your accent not from, like, genetics. You get your accent from where you're growing around. So
but she lived isolated with her parents.
Just one of them spoke that, and other people...
The other one didn't speak.
You can get into this. You can get into this.
This has really become an analyzing of Pearl now.
RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. If you could reassign the words to the letters and still say RVA and still mean Richmond to you, how would you do that?
You've worded that really well.
Thank you.
I've been working on it for like 40 episodes, so.
RVA.
Like that one dude who did the last episode, I must save that. Just glue that into each episode. So
yeah, that was really impressive.
Thank you.
I never thought of one. I'm just kind of relying on Abby right now.
I think like the only like when it comes to Richmond, Virginia, I've like lived here. I've lived 30 minutes outside of Richmond my whole life. So with the experience I've had, I don't know if I have an RVA acronym. But the best description I can give about Richmond is, if I like personally in my experience, if you don't have a tattoo or a piercing, you're a fucking normie, and I'm a normie, so that would be my experience. That and like sometimes when you walk down the street, there's like a little bit of a sewer smell, and you just kind of get used to it and shrug it off.
So this might be more for Abby specifically, but Brett and Jaden can definitely join in.
Sure.
If you were to take someone to the Richmond place, which you could be like, this is the embodiment of Richmond, where would you take them if they've never been before?
The embodiment of Richmond.
A lot of people would always say Strange Matter when that place was still around.
I did have, I would say, before it unfortunately burned down, I had a lot of, like, my first kind of on my own apartment adventures at Crystal Palace.
Oh.
There was a lot there, you know.
Crystal burned down?
Crystal burned down.
When?
Like a week after Fox Elementary burned down.
When? What? I don't know what that is, but when was that? I don't know about this.
It was like almost a year ago.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Maybe, earlier this year.
Yeah.
I understand it. 2022 has been kind of long, feels like.
Yeah.
All the year's been dragging. Like Texas Beach.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time.
Hell yeah.
Like,
I'd say Bella
Which
Eilish.
Is also inaccessible now.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so mad about
inaccessible?
That. Inaccessible? Yeah. They blocked the bridge off.
Yeah.
Because the swinging bridge?
Not.
It's See, dangerous.
The one to walk over?
The one that swings underneath the bridge?
I don't think it swings.
No,
but,
the big concrete bridge.
Yeah, it's like
the train tracks.
Oh.
You have to walk down the tower.
Oh, why the fuck did they close that off?
I remember people jumped over it when they blocked it off at first. But then
that's
they, like,
more safe
thing.
Than the fucking one that goes underneath the bridge.
No, literally.
Yeah.
Over the water.
Building,
that thing scares the fuck
probably,
out of me.
They probably put it up
they
for
They just
a reason,
hate
yeah.
fun.
I mean, I guess.
You think?
We're almost out of time, but I think we can jump over to Chloe's corner here if we have a second.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome to my corner. We get to talk about something that's not music band related.
Okay.
What is your favorite snack?
Banana.
Okay. All right.
I have my only tattoo is a tattoo of a banana. It's right there.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Is that like the Velvet Underground
That's
one?
That's what I was
about
to say. It looks just like the Velvet
It's
Underground.
Just a banana.
It's just a banana. That's sick.
Dude, that is
great
awesome.
Job.
Thanks. I drew it myself. I didn't have the guts to poke myself, though.
Oh.
And stick myself.
I've tried to do a stick and poke on myself, and I just can't. I have to give someone else the needle.
Yeah.
Actually, like, no. I did once.
She was like, you finish it. And I was like,
yeah. I'm good.
I would say my favorite snack is microwave popcorn. It always has been. I would probably characterize it as like an addiction now. It is my favorite thing to come home to is a nice warm bag of microwave popcorn.
Butter
and
or?
It kind of depends. I like to switch it up.
Okay.
Sick. Yeah. It has some versatility to it. What about you, Brett?
I have a second one.
Go for him instead.
Two for two.
I like, basically like my filler, you know, if I haven't had enough calories, I'll just go for hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Just
hummus. What do you dip in the hummus?
I go through like those big Lidl hummuses, like one
I,
a week.
I'd probably say guacamole then.
Oh, guacamole's
good. Guac is good.
Guac.
It's not like, yeah, I feel like it's just...
Chips and guac action.
I don't usually get... Walk from my house, so I wouldn't call it a snack for me. But.
All right, one last one. Do you believe in astrology?
I really want to.
Okay, what's everyone's sign?
I am a Scorpio.
Ooh, happy birthday season.
Thank you.
Do you want to guess?
Leo.
I'm just... okay.
I don't know.
I am a Virgo.
What?
You
can't ask that question and then go to someone's response.
Yeah,
that's your like go-to question.
I'm sorry.
Did you hate me before I said I was a Virgo?
No.
Well, then you don't hate Virgos.
No, I'm still building my opinions on you guys.
Yeah.
I'm still deciding if I like you or not.
I see.
I am a Pisces.
See, I'm holding my tongue.
You're like, I don't believe in it, but also I'm gonna use this
against
you.
What would be like, what would you say about all these signs working together? Is it gonna be a catastrophe?
She doesn't like any of them.
Yeah.
It's weird for us to be friends because I'm like a triple Scorpio, and apparently I'm a hard person to deal with.
That's,
so
I feel the same way. I feel like it gets I feel like it, you know, my sign makes me seem like a mean, crazy, mysterious person, but I just do not feel like that at all.
Yeah, you're very giggly.
Yeah.
I think all of these signs have, like, dreamy qualities to them and like creative qualities. Like Pisces are very I just used the word dreamy, but like dreamy and like idealists. And then Scorpios are like mysterious, but I think they have a lot of like passion behind them that maybe they're not always showing, and which is where the mystery comes from. And maybe like that's why music is such a good like mm-hmm. way to express it. And then Virgos are very like particular, my way, no highway, and they're very like, which is probably why you play, yep. play
so
the
you're
bass.
You're gonna be the diva
because it, maybe it's calculated.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's my take.
Yay!
All right. Before we exit, I have one question for you. What have we been watching recently?
Ooh.
Any TV shows or movies that have been really gripping you recently?
Ooh. We watched Pearl recently. It
was
really good.
I watched Stutz. It's like the Netflix movie that just came about with Jonah Hill interviewing his therapist.
I've never
really
heard
good.
Of this. It sounds interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that. And I would, like, I don't know about y'all, but TikTok has pretty much taken away a lot of my attention span. So I do not watch as much like TV show and movie situation just because, you know, I'm an iPad baby now.
So yeah. I listened to another last podcast called Someplace Underneath, or sometimes stylized as Spun. It's about missing women, but they did a very long series on what they call parasocial exploitation, which is basically parents exploiting their children on TikTok and stuff. And the whole thing, the underlying current, is how evil TikTok, especially the American version of TikTok, is. Because like in China, where it's originated from, it will push like good things. This is good living. This is how you're supposed to live.
Weightlifting and like eating healthy. And
not
stuff.
Necessarily weightlifting, but you know what I mean? Like we have a good house. We have a nice family. You know, is it really? I don't know that. Yeah, that's why I just said that. I was like, I don't think so. But anyways, but in America, it's more like shock value. What we get the most views. Mm-hmm. So it's like the algorithm is different for both of us, and we're getting the shitty version of it too, especially when it comes to like...
We should just go to China.
You know, I understand that some people have an addiction to it, and I have addictions too, so I understand that. Yeah.
I've been watching started New Girl a while ago. It's good.
Okay.
I gotta plug my favorite show. I'm sorry. Finished Better Call Saul a few months ago.
Okay.
Masterpiece.
I definitely know people who like Better Call Saul really want to fucking talk about
it's
but I'm sorry I've heard, but I'm just
it's better.
I've tried to rewatch Breaking Bad recently. It's just not like I really gotta sit here through all this.
Vince Gilligan is such a genius.
He's done good, but I think it was good in the moment as opposed to.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I don't know, that's just me.
True.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
Like, y'all know Duncan Trussell?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I've never heard of him.
Oh,
okay.
Y'all know Midnight Gospel?
Mm-hmm.
He made that. That was like, that's all like snippets from his podcast. So I listen to his podcast. Listen to this guy, Lex Fridman, who's this like Russian guy who talks about like war and politics and smart boy stuff, so I learned some stuff. And then like a lot of just like goofy comedy podcasts.
Hell yeah. My favorite podcast that I just finished is called The Dream. I listened to the first season like a few years ago. The first season is about MLMs, like pyramid schemes. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And how fucked up they are, which you could already know that. I love MLMs and I love cults. I think they're very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second season is about wellness culture. It'll change everything, you know. If you're going to take supplements, look at the label.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take vitamin D every day, and it is 400% of your daily dose of vitamin D.
Damn.
Wow.
You got to look. The vitamin C I bought at Costco is 1,111%.
You're saying it's, like, way too much?
Yeah. Like, it's not approved by the FDA at all.
That's
so good. They can just do whatever they want.
I've heard that it's, like a very small percentage of, like vitamins are bioavailable. So, like, your body's only actually absorbing, like, a little bit of that. So that might be
no,
why
that's
it's
like,
a lot.
Well, that's true. But also, the point I'm making is that they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yep.
Be careful. Listen to The Dream.
Right.
It's life-changing.
Yeah. All right.
And that's my story. And River City Sounds. It's, like, a really good podcast.
Yeah,
it's based in Richmond.
Never heard of it.
There's these two hosts, Chloe and Cole. They're decent. Usually the bands are pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say I've liked all the bands so far. I've not been unsatisfied at all.
Good.
I definitely think that you all should follow River City Sounds on Spotify or on Stitcher or on Apple Podcasts. I'm talking to the audience, damn it. Sorry. And you should too. You are. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And then you should also rate us 5 stars so that we can get up there. And, it's not a big deal, but like, why would you not rate 5 stars? If you're not going to, if you just don't do like...
Our DMs are open. We're also on Instagram. Oh my God.
Sorry, I might have cut that.
Talk some shit.
I did.
Yeah. Are you guys on social media?
Yeah, where can we find your stuff? And where will we be able to contact you if we would like to book you guys?
Yes. You can DM us at AskNicelyOfficial. That me and Brett both have access to. We got to get Jaden access to it eventually. Yeah.
I don't really have Instagram.
Yeah, and
like one of those guys.
It'll be your only Instagram, so it'll be easy. You don't gotta switch in and out of accounts.
Right, I can just be y'all's Instagram.
Yeah,
that's good. Because anytime I want to look at something on Instagram, they're like, you have to sign in. I'm like,
you can have the band Instagram now.
There you go.
The
Bandstagram. Yeah, but
feel free to DM us. Say hi. Send you balls.
Yep.
Oh. This is not Roundtable of Gentlemen. We are not soliciting ball or dick pics from our listeners. We are not doing that.
Send your nips.
I don't think that Roundtable is even accepting those anymore. So let's keep our pants closed.
Closed. Everybody, close your pants.
It's gotten out of hand. Guys.
It's just a joke.
We've had a really good time with y'all. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
For coming.
Do you have any upcoming shows where we could see you live again?
Yes,
I wish.
Right now, we are in the process of writing new stuff, but whenever we get a new show, it'll be posted on our Instagram with the little flyer situation.
Sorry, I know I keep forgetting things before you'll sign out, but it's just been getting a little wild and crazy, and I don't know what is about to be said or happening. But, what do we have any band goals for maybe the end of this year or what you want to get done next year?
I haven't really been here long enough to like get into that, but I feel
get
so
on
your
the
goal
Instagram.
Is to get a goal.
No,
you say you don't have any?
I'm a big goal guy, but I just haven't really been involved long enough to know where we're going, you know?
Yeah.
Find out where we're going. That's a goal.
Yeah,
that's the goal, exactly.
Anybody else?
I'd like to maybe like put out something by, I mean, at least the end of next year.
Yes.
I mean, we said that last year.
We'll say it again.
Yeah, like that and just play more shows. Mm-hmm. Just like, like actually play more shows because we've only really played a few shows, like a handful, like not too many. So it'd be nice playing a lot more.
Yeah, I would say my goal especially too is to possibly take some trips out to the Nova area because like, we have some friends in Charlottesville and Harrisonburg that have been asking about us. So hope to do a little bit of a road situation too, but that is our goals. I would say
my goal is to cover a Minutemen song.
Yeah, that's
in
our goal.
Like an hour.
We're gonna achieve that goal in like what, 30 minutes?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Sure, the song's pretty short. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But it's been wonderful to have you guys on, and thank you for having us over.
Thank you.
Anything else, real quick? No.
Hot dogs.
All right.
Hot dogs and kisses.
I'm Chloe.
And we have had with us.
Ask nicely.
There you go. Don't say your name. You don't care about it.
And that's Brett.
Yay.
Hashtag
Brett moment. You guys could have a new, like, memories on your Instagram, and then just have, like, hashtag Brett moments. And it's like, every time I fuck up.
All right. So the next song is called Drink Beer. And it's about drinking beer and being a girl and being cool and drinking beer.
Stone cold IPA.
that's a song about drinking beer.